The pathogen, Phythophthora ramorum, was brought in on rhododendron and lilac plants from Washington and Canada that were sold at retail outlets, including Walmart stores throughout Missouri and Home Depot in Springfield. Natalie Diesel, forest pathologist for the Missouri Department of Conservation, says the pathogen can cause ramorum blight, which infects the leaves and stems of certain plants but doesn't necessarily kill them, but it can also cause sudden oak death.
The relatively rapid death of these trees caused by trunk cankers.
More than a million oaks and tan oaks have been killed by Phythophthora ramorum in California and Oregon since the 1990s, and the disease continues to spread there. Diesel says it appears mainly to affect members of the red oak family. And in Missouri, there's plenty of forests with those kinds of trees.
What we don't know is if our climate is suitable, if in some areas, if we have the necessary foliar hosts that are necessary to kind of perpetuate the disease in the environment.
Foliar hosts are things like rhododendrons, where the pathogen causes leaf spots or small branch dieback. Phythophthora ramorum is able to complete its life cycle on those hosts and produce spores, which allow it to reproduce. According to Diesel, those hosts are necessary for the pathogen to exist in an area, and there are more than 100 known plant hosts.
I would expect that in just about anywhere in Missouri, we have foliar hosts present.
Oaks are a sort of dead end for the pathogen, according to Diesel. The trees can die from an infection, but the pathogen isn't able to produce spores on them.
We're certainly concerned that Phytophthora ramorum has been introduced. We don't want to cause panic because we don't know if this is going to potentially infect and kill oak trees. Or if it will persist in Missouri.
Anyone who bought rhododendrons or lilac plants labeled Park Hill plants between March and June should watch for signs of the disease, leaf spots that are brown and spreading, possibly following leaf veins, and twig dieback. If you suspect you might have a diseased plant, you should follow the USDA's recommendation for removal. Those include burning the plants or double bagging them, including their root system, in heavy-duty trash bags for disposal at a landfill. Don't mulch or compost them or take them to a yard waste facility. You should also monitor your oak trees. Signs of infection include stem cankers, areas of stained dark tissue on oak tree trunks that are oozing dark brown, reddish, or black sap. But Diesel says while you should be vigilant, don't immediately assume the worst if you notice canker sores on your oak trees.
There are many, many causes for that, whether it's native borers getting into the tree or some damage that's occurred, and there's some fungi, native fungi potentially in there acting.
But she says you should check with your local MDC forester to make sure the tree isn't infected with Phythophthora ramorum. Diesel says they're working closely with the Missouri Department of Agriculture and the USDA and will also work with local foresters to investigate any reports of sudden oak death on trees. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skoliski.